Text for our sermon this morning. Our gospel reading from Matthew 3, especially these words. John said, I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, the sandals of whom I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn. The chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. So far, text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The cry goes out in the desert, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. John stands there between the Old and New Testaments, the last of the prophets and the first, proclaiming the Christ, what the people of God have been waiting for 4,000 years, and now, imminently, God shall appear. John teaches and preaches, proclaims that people should repent, turn back from sin, and live according to God's holy law. And why? Because God is near. That's what the kingdom of heaven is, isn't it? It's not some faraway place in the sky, not some city. It's Jesus. It's a physical body of Jesus where the full divinity dwelt. There is the kingdom of heaven. John describes that kingdom. It's like a man with his threshing fork ready for judgment. He will come. John is not even worthy to be the lowest of the low servant holding on to his sandals. No, this one will come and baptize with fire and with the Holy Spirit. As people came to John, they repented. They were looking for the kingdom, for the person of Jesus. They washed in the Jordan River, not receiving the fire or the Spirit, but a baptism of repentance and seeking the Christ. Jesus gives you a better baptism, doesn't he? One of fire and the Holy Spirit. So repent, for Jesus comes near to you. As near as he came to John the Baptizer and nearer, for he comes to you in your baptism with that winnowing fork to thresh out his grain and gather the good and throw away the bad. Which are you? Of course, we're the bad. What have we ever done for God that God couldn't do better for himself? How many times have we sinned against God this month, this week, this day, this hour? Can we even count that many? All of our sins of pride and selfishness, thinking that we know better than God. If I was God, I would do this, that. I'd punish these people or those people. I'd bless these ones or those ones. All of the times we forgot to help and support our neighbor in his or her need. You brood of vipers, says John to sinners. Isn't that what we are too? The axe is laid there at the root of the tree. At us, God's judgment is coming closer with each passing day. And what can we say when we're judged by God? What can we give to God to make everything all right with him? That's why the Christ comes. You know it so well. So repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus is near. Not baby Jesus, meek and mild. No, the Jesus who will overturn the tables of the money changers, who will frustrate the Pharisees and Sadducees with each of their foolish questions. The Jesus who promises wrath to unbelievers and sinners. That Jesus, the only one there is near. His winnowing fork is in his hand, says John. So repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's a wonderful thing that Jesus baptizes with fire and water. On that first Pentecost, isn't that exactly what happened? Those tongues of fire divided on the apostles' heads, and they began speaking in other languages, speaking of the mighty works of God that all could hear. And then 3,000 were baptized, not for repentance, not in the Jordan River, not in any river, but there in the marketplace that day. They were baptized with fire and the Holy Spirit. Jesus came near, near enough to each one of them to call them by name, to wash them clean with his death. Isn't that what baptism is all about? A washing clean of sinners with the death that Jesus died. For there upon the cross, God took on all our sins, and by his blood we are saved. It's a wonderful thing. But how do we receive that? You know, you've received it through baptism. It joins you to the death that Jesus dies. Baptism brings you the benefits of all that Jesus did for you. It washes your sins away, forgives you, not because of baptism, but because of Jesus. It's the vehicle that Jesus chooses to bring you himself. He baptized you with fire. Fire to consume all your sins. The fire of the judgment of God placed on him at the cross. That fire and the Holy Spirit to give you the wisdom and knowledge of who God is and what he has done for you. To open your eyes and your mind as you read Scripture, that you would see and believe all that Jesus has done. The Old Testament and the New. So repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's at hand every Lord's Day as we gather, as we make our beginning in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the only way for Christians to begin. We name ourselves with the name of God, the name placed upon us at our baptism. We dare to come into God's presence, speaking, confessing, bearing his name, bearing in our very bodies the death that Jesus died, having within us that Holy Spirit. We come as baptized, as washed, as forgiven Christians, gathering together, repenting. Isn't that what we did next in the divine service? Just as John the Baptizer reminded his people then, so we do every Lord's Day. We repent of our sins. Yes, we've been baptized, washed clean, but still we live in these sinful bodies and in this sinful world. We still need the law of God. We still need to know our sins. We still must repent, lest we become like those Pharisees and Sadducees who thought they had no need to repent, for they thought they had no sins. We repent of our sins, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Isn't that what the divine service is all about? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. It is here and now with us. It is Jesus coming to us through word. As we hear his word, Jesus, who is the word, comes. He comes to strengthen our faith and bind up and forgive our sins. He comes in with an under simple bread and wine for us to eat and drink. He comes to forgive our sins, not just once in the divine service, but over and over and over and over again, that we would not doubt, but firmly believe that Jesus Christ has died for us, that he forgives you, your sins. We know every time we gather. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heaven crashes in on earth, on our sad existence. Jesus comes to us, and we rejoice. We rejoice that the axe was laid at the root of Jesus, that he was cut down for us, that he was consumed in the fire of the wrath of the judgment of God for us, and that we, sinners, escape that judgment. We receive Jesus Christ again for the forgiveness of our sins. He comes near to us, and so we rejoice. In his name, amen.